What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Hoffman Show. Final hour here on a Monday on the Team 980. Always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. We start this 6 o'clock hour with some sound from Josh Harris. He was recently on a podcast where he spoke with Bloomberg about RFK Stadium, the whole deal, how it's gone down so far, what's still to go, yada, yada, yada. You get the point. We start off with, though, the exit plan. And the state of Maryland obviously has a role to say in all of this. That is the current home of the team and will be until at least 2030 when this new RFK Stadium 2.0 is expected to be finished. And Harris wanted to make sure that he did not do what Dan Snyder did, which was build a stadium and then not follow through on any of the other promises. It's almost 200 acres of land that the FedEx field turned Northwest Stadium now. That site is on. And there's enormous opportunity there. And so he was Josh Harris, about talking to Westmore, getting something done right for the state of Maryland and making sure that even though they wanted to move to RFK and they made it very clear that that was the case, that Maryland would be taken care of in all of this.
Okay, so we play in Maryland today. The team has played in Maryland since the 90s, like the late 90s. And, you know, obviously the DMV is D.C., Maryland, Virginia. D.C.'s in the middle, right? So RFK is in the middle. So Maryland, right, for Virginia fans, a little further. But we play in Maryland. And so the first thing we had to do is assure all through the process Governor Moore, who really cares about Landover.
The governor of Maryland.
Of Maryland. You know, he wanted to make sure that, you know, we said to him, look, we have to consider D.C. because it's the spiritual home of the commanders. And he said, look, I'm willing to let you consider that and not be and be generous about how you allow you to have some options. But you need to convince me that you're going to, you know, build something in Maryland if you decide to leave. And so we concluded a deal with the governor, and that allowed for the project to be, the land to be transferred to D.C. So I don't know if you remember, but as the last Congress was sunsetting, we got a 100-0 vote in the Senate.
Yes.
Which moved the land to D.C. So until the land was under federal control, until the land was under D.C. control, it wasn't possible to build a stadium.
And so part of, you know, that was Wes Moore telling his two senators in Maryland to be like, hey, vote for this. We've got something that is going to be good for our state. All politics is local at the end of the day. And I don't think it would have even been smart for Wes Moore to be like, hey, I want this for the state of Maryland, because a lot of, you know, Maryland, D.C. Or Maryland Commanders fans want the stadium back in D.C. And then there is what happens there in PG County, and there's a tremendous opportunity. So they got what they wanted there. As for the decision to return to RFK, on some level, it feels very simple. Why would you go to RFK? Because that's where the spiritual home of the team was. But there's a lot more that goes into it if you were actually in Josh Harris's chair. Here was the managing partner of the Commanders discussing exactly what went into finalizing this being the top choice for his new stadium.
From there, you know, we went into, we had negotiations going with a lot of different parties, and, you know, we're blessed that everyone wants the Commanders, and ultimately concluded a deal with the mayor that would be highly beneficial for DC, and at $2.7 billion, which is what we're putting up, it's the largest investment in DC ever. So it's the largest investment in DC's history. And so the once the mayor decided that it was okay, we signed a term sheet with the mayor, and now we're working with the DC City Council, who, I mean, the project has incredible ROI for DC, literally billions of tax revenues, thousands of homes, and thousands of jobs, right? And so,
and affordable homes,
and of that, 30% are by agreement going to be, at least that will be affordable homes. And so it's going to raise the standard, and then you get an amazing entertainment district, and I mean, who's not going to play in a new stadium with the backdrop being literally the Capitol, right? And then you get the redevelopment on the Anacostia River. So this is going to change DC. And so I'm hopeful that the council's doing its work. A number of them are already supporting that, but we have some work to do. So now the next step for us is to obviously get the council's vote. You've got to tell the citizens and the politicians, you know, why this is good for the city, why they should invest their money in this. And the reality is DC is going through a harder time right now, and we were very sensitive to that and made sure that this deal was very good for DC. But I'm also focused on making it a place where our opponents fear to come, which is how this I grew up, and where our fans love to come. And you know, our RFK, right, was a you know, it was an incredible arena. I mean, the stands would shake, and it was a smaller arena, but it was loud, and, you know, people showed.
And people showed the hell up. That is, of course, one of the things that at Northwest Stadium they've had a huge problem with over the years, is just getting people there that are wearing burgundy and gold. Obviously, from a football competitive standpoint, it seems like the Commanders are going to be able to attract much better crowds moving forward, because they're actually going to be good at football, not on top of the actual stadium part of it. As for making the deal good for DC, Harris touched on that as well, because if the deal isn't good for DC, then it's not getting done. And that still is the truth. And I think that is something that we could spend hours on, saying, hey, what actually is good for DC? It depends on who you ask. And that's the hard part of trying to convince multiple city council members, like, hey, this is good for DC. Will you please vote for it? So how does Josh Harris see that? Here he is again with Bloomberg.
Yeah, so if you look at the calculus, we had to make sure that it was very favorable to DC. And so, because that's definitely something that people consider. They sometimes there's the ROI of a stadium, but they also want to know, okay, how much is the city contributing? And the RFK site has been sitting there since they closed RFK. And it's like crumbling concrete. I mean, it's not great, right? There's nothing there. Nothing's been done with it. You know,
and generating zero for
zero, generating zero, and actually costing money to make sure it's safe, because it's just an open air thing. And you know, there are, you know, pests and everything else. So whatever they do, whatever DC decides to do, they're going to have to put a bunch of money into that site, just, you know, creating sewage and infrastructure and other things. And then we paid for everything else.
Okay.
And when you benchmark it, you know, there's actually articles that say, wow, did the Commanders get a good enough deal? And, you know, we're getting criticized, which I guess if that's the criticism people are leveling at me,
the
no
criticism
problem
is that you didn't get enough
the criticism
money
in certain NFL right, sports circles.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
So, like, I'll take that criticism, because on the other side of that, we have to convince DC and the public that it's fair, and we have to convince the council that it's fair, and that and the mayor has to sell it, and the public is overwhelmingly supportive. Which I think should help us. I mean, mm-hmm. I think that usually these things are more controversial, but everyone who grew up in D.C. or in the DMV knows that they remember what a great place RFK was and how unifying it was. Mm-hmm. And what it was like when Washington football was dominant in the NFL. And I think we can bring it there again.
There's no doubt about that. I think the other thing is, like, nobody's happy with the status quo. Nobody's like, yeah, that place, Northwest Stadium, is awesome. It just wasn't. It's better than it used to be when they took it over, they being Harris and his group, for sure. They've made upgrades to it. They've tried to make the getting in and out of there is better. But even if you're not a football fan, if you go there for concerts, like, it's terrible. The way things currently sit, if you're just trying to get home on a Sunday, if you are traveling to the beach, on a fall weekend, if you're coming home on the Beltway, or you go anywhere on the Beltway around game time, it's a nightmare. And so if we can get cars off the road by making somewhere that's more metro accessible, there's a million ways in which this helps the community, even if you never go to an actual Commanders football game. Nevertheless, for the thousands upon thousands, the hundreds of thousands of people that will in the first year of that stadium opening, nevertheless, in the years that follow. As for Harris's goals, the stated goal, build a premier fan and player experience through these new venues. How will that actually be accomplished? One more from Josh Harris with Bloomberg.
The common thread is building amazing fan experience, player experience, and something that helps the cities, right? So you're ultimately, in finance, you're a steward of people's capital. In sports, you're steward of people's memories and how they feel. So you, how the Commanders do, how the teams play, makes the city happy or the area happy. And then you have to treat everyone incredibly well. And so if you start with that as a premise, you say, I'm going to be guided. My North Star is going to be, how do we create amazing memories? I had amazing memories at RFK. I remember literally some of my earliest memories. I remember being 4 years old. Literally 4 years old and walking in there with my dad and, you know, just hearing it all. And I don't remember a lot about it, but then I remember being 8 and Washington football losing to the Dolphins 14-7 in the Super Bowl. And Garo Upremian block kick was the one touchdown. Washington ran all the way back and we lost 14-7. Dolphins were 17-0, Don Choi and Greasy.
Yeah.
On Sundays, D.C. would shut down, and D.C.'s obviously, if not the most important, amongst the most important cities in the world. And everyone would be glued to their TVs or at the stadium. I remember riding my bike to the store once and no one's out. They're all watching football. So I think that I want to bring those days back and I want to make DC proud. And it's the same would go for Philly and London. Whatever you do, it has to be about the fans and about the experience and about the players and enhancing their experience and their ability to win, because winning really matters.
It sure does. And Josh Harris, he's referenced Philly and London there, of course, owner of the Sixers and Crystal Palace, Premier League Soccer in London, who just had a monster victory winning the FA Cup 2 weeks ago, I think it was. So he knows how to do this stuff. And the last thing I'll just say this, listening to this, this really struck me, Anthony, in terms of the world that we live in now. How nice is it to hear him talk about this stuff and go, wow, that he seems like a really smart guy. Snyder never talked, period. When he did, you kind of wish he didn't. Just anytime you heard that guy speak, you're like, what a dope. What an absolute dope. And now you hear Harris and you're like, that sounds like, it's not like he's a great motivational speaker. You're not like fired up listening to Josh Harris, but you're like, that guy sounds really smart. And that's the kind of person I want owning the organizations that I care about. Whether it's the one I work for or the one I root for, I want to hear the owner speak and go, that guy's smart. And I think that for Commanders fans, you certainly have that feeling.
Yeah, and I think also when you go into a situation, you want to build on, you know, whatever was prior to it, or learn from, you know, what necessarily went wrong. And I think he's just taking all the necessary steps, you know, make sure we never go back down that 25-year hole hole we were in for 25 years, where, you know, a lot of the fan appreciation for the franchise was sort of kind of taken away.
Well, and the other thing, kind of more specific to what you just said and what Harris was saying, is he's not just saying my goal is to not be that, right? Not being the Snyder era is such a ridiculously low bar. He wants to recreate the golden age. And I don't know if that's possible, not because I don't have faith in Harris. It's just we live in a different world now. The entertainment options are varied in a different way. The unity of the city and rooting for the Commanders, I just don't know if it's possible because it's such a transient city now, even more so than it was in the 80s and early 90s. So we live in a different world. But to the extent that you can, could you recreate a modern version of a golden age here? Yeah, no doubt. And you have the hardest piece, arguably, in Jaden Daniels. And you know, we'll see how long that lasts and what kind of infrastructure that provides when Daniels is gone. You know, but thankfully, I don't foresee a situation where we're going to have to deal with that reality for the better part of a decade. And what a joy that is here for all of us who want to see Washington win. When we get back here on the Hoffman Show, is another local team all of a sudden finding itself in a bit of an unexpected crisis? I'll explain next, but first, the latest from the world of women's sports presented to you by Wawa, chicken how you wanna, at Wawa with customizable roasted or crispy chicken sandwiches.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Our weekend in review coming up at 6:30, a.k.a. what else happened this weekend? Take a look at the Nats Monster weekend, as well as a really bizarre Formula One race and weird WNBA weekend, as well as a ton of stuff that happened this weekend. But we got about 5 minutes here to talk about what is a really bizarre story that ultimately I don't think is bad, but is bizarre. So, Anthony, follow me on this. It was almost exactly a year ago that Jonathan Giraldez stopped coaching at Barcelona, where he had just won every trophy you possibly can in one season in Europe. He won the quad. So Champions League, the Spanish League, Europa, and whatever the fourth one. I don't even, like, they won so many trophies, I don't even remember them all. And took the head job, as had been previously announced, for the Washington Spirit here in D.C. The Spirit got arguably the best coach in the world. And a year later, he is leaving. Not because he has failed. We really actually don't even know why. The Spirit last year, once he took over, had a little bit of a rocky start, but ultimately found their feet, made the NWSL final. They won the Challenge Cup, which is the season opening one-game tournament this season. They are having a bit of a bizarre year where they have been 5-0 on the road. They're only 1-3-1 at home, but they've also had a ton of injuries. They're getting healthier. As they get healthier, they're playing better. And it's just weird. Mid-season, you've been here less than a year, and you're like, I'm out. And if that's not weird enough, he's going to OL Lyonnais, which is his former club. Barcelona's probably number one rival for Champions League in Europe. They are the dominant side in France, and they are the most storied women's football program in the world. They've won Champions League 8 times. And here's where it gets fun. They are owned by Michelle Kang, who owns the Washington Spirit. So you got your coach going from one club to another that you own. And this is where I think all of us that are invested in this story have a really massive questions. Mainly, who's driving the bus? Because Jonathan, his wife just gave birth to their second child. And if they want to go back, if he's just decided, this American life is not for me, I would prefer to raise my family in Europe. It's easier for grandparents. You know, France is close enough to Spain that, like, we can do whatever we need to do. We're in the EU. Like, whatever. Personal reasons. He gave it a try. He thought this is what he wanted. Fine. I get it. And I would also understand Michelle, as the owner, being like, yeah, but I paid you more money than any other coach is making, I think, in the entire world as a women's football coach. So, like, you're gonna coach one of my teams. And if you want to go back to Europe, I get it. You're going to go coach Olympic OL Lyonnais. I could also see, because of all the injuries, I have heard that there's some rumblings that people weren't all, like, despite the success, people weren't super happy. And ultimately, the guy that's replacing Giraldez here is Adrian Gonzalez, who was the interim coach at the start of last year before Giraldez arrived. And you could argue they were better under him than they were under Giraldez. So if Adrian is going to be the long-term coach, you could make an argument this is better for both sides. That for the French club, Giraldez gets to go, and it's very similar to what he had at Barcelona. The games are not as hard necessarily week in and week out because you have the dominant side in your league. The NWSL is the most competitive league in the world. Every single weekend you could lose. That's just really not the case in these European leagues. They don't have the depth. And so how you practice and all that kind of stuff, it's more what he's used to. And that Adri might actually be the better NWSL coach. And while there are other repercussions, and we did a big emergency podcast on this on my women's soccer show on Friday, me and Andre Carlisle did it. So if you want to check out the Hoffman W Sports podcast feed, you can, because now I've piqued your interest and you want to hear more, you can check that out. But this is a wild story, dude. Like, I there's just not stuff like this in other sports, because, like, it's not like Josh Harris, while he owns multiple teams, he doesn't own multiple basketball teams or multiple football teams. I mean, I guess if all of a sudden, let's say Sidney Johnson crushes it with the Mystics, could they decide in 2 years if Brian Keefe isn't the guy for the Wizards to move Sidney Johnson over? I guess, but even that's not the same because the money is so much different in the NBA than the W. You'd have to eventually just be like, yeah, no, I get it. I get why we're doing this. Even though, you know, we're not necessarily trying to say that, like, men's basketball is better than women's basketball, the finances and the current status of both leagues, that's a perfectly reasonable thing. We had James Wade, former head coach of the Chicago Sky, leave to take an assistant job in the NBA. So that was what he wanted. It was better for him and his problem, guessing his finances at that time. I think he was also trying to get the hell out of Chicago because, as we'll discuss in our weekend in review, that's a weird situation. But yeah, it's just a bizarre thing that is happening. And Geraldes is going to keep coaching until June 22nd, until there's like the NWSL summer break. And so this weekend, the Spirit hosts North Carolina. And I was talking about this with a couple of buddies today who are also Spirit season ticket holders. And I was like, do you think he's going to get booed? Because I kind of think Geraldes is going to get booed this weekend. I think they're going to boo their own. Like, I think he's going to get booed in his home stadium.
I mean, yeah, this is a crazy situation.
Like, this, I can't, is there anything else remotely close that you can think of that comes to mind?
Not off the top of my head. Like I've never heard
but
of that.
But the thing is, like, the result is, I don't know that this is a bad thing. I truly don't know that this is a bad thing. It's certainly not ideal in how it's going down. And, you know, if you're a player who's like, I'm going to come because I want to play for Jonah, and now you're playing for someone else, that might cause you to look somewhere else and try to leave.
Mm-hmm.
So there could be further repercussions here, but I think Audrey's great. I'm excited to see him coach. If this helps the injuries, because maybe Audrey is a little more forgiving in how he approaches that, then phenomenal. I will be talking to U.S. Women's National Team Olympic gold medalist and Spirit outside back Casey Krueger about this tomorrow. So we'll have more on tomorrow's show / on Hoffman W Sports on YouTube. But yeah, kind of wacky bit, man. Weird. And I think that the Spirit put out like statements and stuff today. I think there's going to be a lot more reporting and hopefully some more questions answered about who is driving this decision, because I think that will go a long way in answering like why it's happening in the first place. Anyway, that's a story that happened this weekend. What else happened this weekend? Our weekend in review next on the Hoffman Show. Just had a weird moment, Anthony. I looked up on the screen and I was like, is that Kendrick Perkins talking to Kendrick Perkins? I guess they were playing an old Kendrick Perkins take for Kendrick Perkins. But, like, obviously, we have the TVs on the studio on mute, so I just looked up and saw a double box on ESPN full of Kendrick Perkins's, and I was like, am I seeing double? Yes, I am seeing double. Okay, I see what's happening here. That was a weird, weird experience.
Too much Kendrick Perkins for you.
I mean, if I'm going to be honest, I think one Kendrick Perkins is too much for me, but that's definitely, definitely too many. Too much. This too much. All right, it's time for our weekend in review, brought to you by...
Nobody, Craig. No. Nobody. Nobody.
Damn, you were quick on that trigger today. Sheesh. That's right. Nobody. Nationals. You see what the Nationals did this weekend, Anthony?
In the first inning?
Yes, specifically.
That was crazy. 10 runs?
They scored a lot of runs on Saturday night. They scored 10, not just in the first inning, Anthony. They scored 10 before recording an out. Before recording an out.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Top of the first. Hit by pitch for CJ Abrams. James Wood, single to right. Lowe, double to left. Abrams scores. Garcia, double to center. Bell, hit by pitch. So far we got 2 runs on the board. 2 hit by pitches, 0 outs. Hassel, single to center. Ruiz, double to center. Garcia scored. Bell scored. Another double to right. Hassel scores. We got a pitching change. No outs. 7 in. 2 hit by pitches. 1 pitching change. 0 outs.
And it's 7-0?
7-0. Not any better. Not any better for the next pitcher. He comes in, gives up a double. Now, we got 8 in, 1 on. That's all 9 players. CJ Abrams is back up.
Hit by pitch.
Dude got hit by a pitch. CJ Abrams got hit by a pitch twice in the inning before The other team recorded an out.
It's ridiculous.
One of my favorite things in sports television, back when I watched a lot more sports television, was when Tim Kirkchin would lose his mind about something ridiculous happening in baseball. And so I'm going to summon my inner Tim Kirkchin here for a second. That's the craziest thing that's ever happened. C.J. Abrams got hit twice. It's a little rusty, but you get the point. I don't think you could do that right now because you got hit in the throat playing football.
I could not.
Then James Wood singled to center. Lyle scores, Abrams to third. And then, finally, we got a strikeout.
Nice.
Yeah. And then we got a fielder's choice. So even one of the outs run scores. Then we got a walk, got infield single, and then a pop out.
Ah.
Yeah.
So ran it up, though.
10 runs, 9 hits, 0 errors. Nationals up 10-0 going to the bottom of the first.
And we won that game, right?
Yeah. They did. Making sure. They did hold on to win 11-7.
So they made it interesting, at least.
Ish. I don't know if the game ever had like a, you know, tying run on type of situation.
Yeah.
And then because baseball is baseball. Only in baseball could on Saturday you score 10 runs before you record an out. And then on Sunday you score one. That was my Kirk chin again.
Yeah, that's going to need some work.
Yeah, it's rusty. It's rusty. The Nats then won or lost 3-1 on Sunday. Whoopsie daisies.
2 out of 3, I'll take it.
Indeed. So the Nationals now sit 3 games under 500 on the year. By the way, in case you are wondering where that puts them in the wild card standings, it's still fairly deep. The Phillies at the top. They are at 36-23. The Padres are at 33-24. So the Nationals are 5 games back going into their series tomorrow. That is a series that will start against the Cubs. Nationals are off tonight after the West Coast trip back home here in Navy Yard. So that was a big deal this weekend. WNBA this weekend, the Mystics, they lost on Saturday, Sunday, rather decisively to the, or sorry, no, what was it? Friday? Yeah, Friday. They lost rather decisively in the final score to the New York Liberty, who are now 6-0 on the year after. Did you see what they did to Connecticut yesterday?
Yeah, they almost doubled them.
Yeah, it was 100-52 final score. That was disgusting. But the Mystics played New York tough in that game. The problem was they could not hit a layup. Just like literally cartoonish misses on the layups for the Mystics bigs, especially. Aaliyah and Shakira were missing. Kiki could not hit a layup in that game. And in a way, it makes it more frustrating because you're just like, what are we doing? We can't hit a shot within 5 feet. We're getting good looks. Some of them are more challenging than others, but like ultimately these are pretty good looks. And you got Aaliyah Austin, just 1 of 7 from the field. And I don't know how many shots she took outside of 5 feet. And on the other hand, it's like, you know what? Some days you have days like that. And the fact that possession in, possession out, if you take out the makes and misses, which are really important, but from like, did they compete with the Liberty, who are them and the Lynx are the best team in basketball? Yeah. Like they were right there. They just needed to hit, they lost by what? Like 20, and they smoked about 10 layups. So hit your layups and we got a game. And I think long term, that is probably encouraging for the Mystics. I don't think that is positive spin unless all of a sudden this is who they're going to be making around the rim. Then like, yeah, we got a problem. But if they can make layups, the kind of the way they're playing, I think it continues to be encouraging. And they have a really big opportunity because Indiana all of a sudden is struggling without Caitlin Clark. I thought they were going to be okay. They have not been okay without Clark. And in fact, they now are having to sign hardship players because more players are out. And that is who the Mystics play tomorrow night at 7:30 in their first Commissioner's Cup game.
Yeah, I mean, again, I think we all came into the season knowing that the Mystics were going to be a tough out. I think before the season started, we knew the kind of players we had. So I think they're just going out there and competing. And that's really all you can ask for in a year where we lose Georgia Amore before, you know, the season starts. And then also we have a whole bunch of we're just a super young team. So
for sure. For sure. This is gonna be it's gonna be an up and down year, but I think they've been fairly consistent with their performance level. And I think, you know, I'm not privy to their internal metrics. I guarantee you their internal stuff probably looks pretty good. Now they've got to get the other stuff that's more obvious in the long term to like be a championship team. But I think we know, what did Jamila tell us on opening night? Like they have the most inexperienced roster, I think, in like league history in terms of games played. So that's something. Chicago finally on the board, by the way. I mentioned this in passing earlier. Angel Reese and the Sky finally get on the board. They beat a Paige Beckers-less Dallas Wings 94-83 on Saturday. Reese, Angel's having a weird year, man. I think we mentioned this on the show last week. She's shooting 31% from the field.
Yeah.
I looked it up this morning. She's shooting 30% from inside 5 feet.
Yep.
On like 9 attempts a game.
It's not good. I mean, my thing is with Angel, when she gets the ball, sometimes, and you're taught this, go up strong. But sometimes she's surrounded by 3-4 people, and it's just like, you should just kind kick the ball out to like.
That's been the narrative, right? Is like the next step for her is, okay, you're this amazing offensive rebounder. Can you, instead of instinctually going back up and maybe rebounding 3 of your own misses and then still not getting in the bucket and shooting 30%, can you get the ball, sometimes go up if you've got the ability to do it quickly, but if not, kick the ball out and get open threes.
Exactly.
And especially for a team that struggles to generate a ton of offense, if they can get that going, like, they've got a shot. But yeah, Chicago's in a weird place. It's been a kind of a weird year in the W outside of New York and Minnesota, who are just running roughshod over everyone. Both teams undefeated, 6-0 for New York, 7-0 for Minnesota. They face Phoenix tomorrow night, who's had a good start of the year at 5-2. And then you also have Seattle Dallas tomorrow night. Beckers, I believe, is still out for at least that game. But tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, right following us here on the Team 980, you will have Indiana hosting the Mystics as part of their Commissioner's Cup action. All right, that is what else happened this weekend. Outside, you know, we gave you one wacky story this hour. Coming up next, real things, real people said in real microphones, and the other super wacky sports story of the weekend. One of the best athletes in the world lost his mind. We'll tell you about it next.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. Amazing Bo Jackson story coming up in a second for Real Things, Real People Said in Real Microphones. But first, final bit of what else happened this weekend, Anthony. You said, who did you say lost their mind? I hadn't told you yet. The answer is Max Verstappen, who is the best Formula One driver on the planet, but also the biggest front runner I can ever remember in sports. Someone who, when things are going well for him, you see like, oh, that dude is ridiculous. He's like, oh, it was a lovely drive out here. Well, this weekend, Max got kind of unlucky. He was running in third in the Spanish Grand Prix. There's a safety car because Kimi Antonelli's power unit went up in smoke. And all of a sudden, he was stuck with no good tires left. Everyone makes a pit stop. He's pissed at what his team did. He gets passed immediately on the restart. And then he almost gets passed again and, you know, claims he got run off the road. He didn't. He maintains a position, which is illegal. His team is like, give back the position. And it looks like, Anthony, he's going to oblige. And then decides at the last minute to have a bit of road rage and ram into the side of George Russell at what I think was close to 190 miles an hour.
Oh, he's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, no, there's no way in the corner it was 190. Maybe it was 190 kilometers an hour.
God damn.
Still, it's like, these cars are not slow.
And are they small?
Somewhat. They're incredibly safe, considering the lack of damage that is done to these guys when they crash. Not that it's not none. There certainly are. But it's just, like, Max Verstappen actually does a lot of video game stuff. He when he's not in a real car, he's sim racing all the time. And he is the guy that throws the controller if he's losing. Like, through the TV, breaks the system, breaks the TV. Except for he decided to do it in real life. And, like, I think we've all in Mario Kart or a racing game, when we've gotten pissed off at what's happened, we've crashed another car for sake of it. I certainly have. You just get mad, you crash the car, you restart the race. It's like you try to do that in real life. And it's like, bro, no, you're not sim racing right now. This is for real, for real. It was insane. He got penalized 10 seconds, which dropped him from fifth in the race to 10th, which is a massive deal. Cost him, cost his team. He also got 3 points on his license. So if he picks up at least, or picks up one more before the end of June, he will, because he's also done other bad stuff over the last year, he will be banned for a race. So it's just sad, man. Like, you got one of the greatest competitors on the planet who just can't keep it together and acts like a petulant child when things don't go his way.
When you were
so unlikable.
When you were just talking about him getting 3 points on his license, I thought you were talking about his, like, driver's license.
Unrelated. Although I would not want to get in front of that dude in traffic.
Me either.
Because...
Clearly.
Yeah.
Dude has road rage.
Yeah. He's a weird dude. Weird dude. Anyway, let's go to one of the greatest race car drivers of all time doing bad things to one of the greatest athletes of all time who had a bad thing happen to him. It's time for Real Things Where People Said... Into Real Microphones.
Real Things.
We're not going to be sold this year.
Real People.
5-11. Not very good.
Said into Real Microphones.
You know, the culture is actually damn good.
All right. Bo Jackson. He's maybe the greatest running back ever, one of the greatest athletes to ever grace the earth. So has he ever gotten got? He was on Marshawn Lynch's podcast, and the answer is yes.
Ever been a time on the field where you got got?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. What you got, man?
Talk to us about it. St. Louis Cardinals in the Raider Stadium. We was in the Coliseum. We ran a trap play. And the trap play was designed because I was notorious for cutting back on you at full speed. I didn't stutter step. I cut back on you, and I was already in fourth gear. And we were down on our 5-yard line. So I'm thinking about 95 yards. I'm gonna bust him from 95. And I don't know this brother's name. He was a linebacker. This brother had muscles in his breath.
First of all, that's one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my life. He had muscles. Not his muscles had muscles. I've heard that before. Yeah. He had muscles in his breath.
Hey.
I ain't never heard that one before, dog.
You guys are laughing. But I'm serious as a heart attack. This brother had muscles in his breath. I didn't see him. Let's tell him. It's always the ones that you don't see that get you.
You're right.
That you get got. And it was an off-trap play to the weak side. Counter-trap play. And I'm going to go off tackle. I got to the tackle position, and I'm going to cut back 30 degrees to split the linebackers. Homeboy, feel that hole. He hit me on the 6 and dropped me on the 2. I never saw it. It was like me running out in front of an 18-wheel.
He got hit on the 6. A reminder in this story. He is Bo Jackson. Got hit on the 6. Got dropped to the 2. That's crazy.
That's a crazy collision. Because my goodness, that's like a hit stick in Madden almost. Like,
could you imagine? And also, like, think. Just to remind folks some basic elementary school math. A yard is 3 feet. That means if those numbers are true, he got hit 12 feet backwards.
Damn.
That's our show. We'll see you tomorrow back here on the Team 980. Have a great Monday night.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.